Hey, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital AM, FM, satellite, and always available online at npr.org/Bryant Park. Thanks so much for listening to us. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Bill Wolf. What you smiling about, Allison?
I can't
care
tell
to
anything.
Share?
No.
Coming up, we will round out the latest news from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And for something completely different, we have the return of the show Lost. But first, here's the news with Rachel Martin.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Bill. Good morning, everyone. A potentially big business buyout in the news today. Microsoft has made an unsolicited bid to buy Yahoo. Microsoft is offering $44.6 billion for the internet portal. The announcement comes as Yahoo and Microsoft have fallen behind Google in the race to capture online advertising dollars. Under terms of the proposed deal, Yahoo shareholders could choose to receive cash or Microsoft common shares. News of the deal sent Yahoo's share price up 54% in pre-market trading. Yahoo has been struggling as of late. Since reaching a 52-week high last October, Yahoo shares have fallen 46%. This week, Yahoo CEO announced the company would cut about 1,000 jobs. Senators Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton sat side by side on stage last night in Los Angeles during the candidates' last debate before Super Tuesday. But if you tuned in to see the two rivals lay into each other, you may have been disappointed. Here's NPR's Mara Liasson.
It seemed as though the two remaining Democratic candidates decided there was too much to risk by repeating their attack-filled debate performance from South Carolina. Instead, they were friendly to a fault, even when asked if they would put each other on the ticket.
You know, I'm sure Hillary would be on anybody's short list. So.
All right. What about Senator Clinton? What do you think about a Clinton-Obama-Obama-Clinton ticket?
Well, I have to agree with everything Barack just said.
There were some clashes, of course, on Iraq, driver's licenses for illegal immigrants, and health care, but most of them covered ground well plowed in previous debates. And none of the barbs reflected the tension that has characterized the Democratic fight in the last several weeks.
NPR's Mara Liasson reporting. The U.S. State Department is warning Americans to stay away from some parts of Kenya and has issued travel advisories for several cities. Meanwhile, the U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has joined the mediation efforts to end the deadly crisis in Kenya. Ban met the Kenyan president at the African Union Summit in Ethiopia. He's scheduled to hold talks today with the opposition leader in Nairobi, Raila Odinga. Odinga and his party are contesting the December election that gave a win to current President Mwai Kibaki. Close to 1,000 people have been killed in ensuing violence. A new report by an international human rights group accuses Western democracies of turning a blind eye to defunct democracies. The New York-based Human Rights Watch says in its annual report, Western democracies like the U.S. and those in the European Union are propping up countries that claim to be authentic democracies but haven't had free or fair elections. Kenneth Roth is the group's executive director.
The established democracies, the West, are simply saying, well, you know, you're important in fighting terrorism, you're giving us good commercial opportunities, you're selling us oil, so we'll forget about these shortcomings and we'll just accept this electoral charade.
The group's report names Russia, Nigeria, Bahrain, Jordan, Pakistan, and Thailand as major violators in 2007. But Roth says it's a good sign that authoritarian regimes see democratic credentials as a way to gain legitimacy. And the United Nations headquarters here in New York were all abuzz yesterday with news that a certain Hollywood somebody was walking the halls. George Clooney was at the UN for a ceremony honoring him as a so-called peace messenger. It's a special designation by the Secretary General. Clooney was just back from a two-week trip to 19 locations in Sudan's Darfur region, the Central African Republic, Chad, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. As a peace messenger, Clooney will focus public attention on the UN's peacekeeping operations around the world. He's the ninth person to hold the position. Others include Elie Wiesel, Jane Goodall, and Paulo Coelho. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Allison and Bill.
I feel a lot better now that the nation and the world's problems have been entrusted to Hollywood. I'm sure they'll fix it.
Thanks, Rachel.
You're welcome.